Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Among other things, it's a workplace culture story, breastfeeding when baby formula is short. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, as part of President Biden's visit to Asia, the president's in Japan today, where Biden launched a new economic alliance with 12 Indo-Pacific nations. The agreement is full of large-scale aspirations. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The announcement of the so-called Indo-Pacific Economic Framework is just the start, and the U.S. and 12 participating countries still have to negotiate what will actually be in the agreement. The White House is calling this a new kind of economic alliance for the challenges facing the global economy, such as securing supply chains and making them more resilient to disruptions. It is the strongest move yet by the U.S. to reassert itself as an economic leader in Asia to counter the rising influence of China. The Trump administration pulled out of a previous effort to do so that was called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The White House says the new framework has four pillars of cooperation: fair trade, supply chain resiliency, new clean energy and infrastructure commitments, and a set of measures to improve tax enforcement and combat money laundering and bribery. The 12 nations can each choose which pillars to participate in, and negotiations on the details are expected to take a year or longer. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Everybody in my line of work got their "it's now a bear market" using the S&P 500 index stories already on Friday. But in the end, the S&P blipped up, meaning it missed falling into bear territory by a 0.1%. But who is counting? A bear is bigger than a correction. It's a drop of 20% from a recent high. With the Fed loaded for bear to clobber inflation, investors are worried about corporate profits and chances of a recession next year. This morning, S&P futures are up 0.8%. The NASDAQ index, full of tech companies, is already a bear, but NASDAQ futures right now are up 0.7%. Now, there are some companies that saw lots of business because of pandemic. Amazon, you know why. Clorox, with a renewed impulse to sanitize everything. Then there's Zoom, the company that became a verb. Zoom is set to report quarterly results, and its future outlook after markets closed today was Zoom's growth mainly a 2020-2021 thing. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
You know your company's got some buzz when people start using it as a verb. You want me to give you a call or just Zoom you?
They were the poster child of COVID.
Keith Snyder is a senior equity analyst at CFRA Research. He says after lockdown started, Zoom blew up. But kind of like Peloton, most customers who were going to buy Zoom products have them at this point.
Yes, you are still growing, but what is next for your company? How are you going to redefine yourself? How are you going to kind of move outside of your comfort zone?
He says all signs point to an acquisition. Last year, Zoom tried to acquire the contact center software company Five9, but the deal fell through. Trevor White at Nucleus Research says the good news is that Zoom is sitting on a lot of cash.
I want to hear what they're going to do with all that cash, how they are going to spend it in a way that's going to really support a strong growth.
Because, he says, talk of slow and steady growth of the video conferencing platform likely isn't going to cut it for investors. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
78,000 pounds of baby formula from Europe arrived in the U.S. on Sunday. The delivery by military cargo plane is enough to fill more than 500,000 baby bottles. More deliveries are on the way. Given the ongoing shortage, there's attention on breastfeeding, a decision with its own complexities, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The federal government recommends that infants be exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months. But there are lots of barriers to doing that in the U.S., including cultural ones. Jordan Pirelli is a mom in Atlanta.
Yes, this is a good thing, and you should absolutely do that. But please don't do it in front of me, or don't talk about it in front of me, and I really don't want to know.
That sentiment can translate to the workplace as well. Federal law requires employers to provide time and space for women to express breast milk. But it's way easier to make time and find space in higher-paying jobs, says Phyllis Rippey, professor of sociology at the University of Ottawa, and author of the book Breastfeeding and the Pursuit of Happiness.
There's a class-based difference in rates of breastfeeding, that the people who are doing the quote-unquote best, meeting the targets, are the people who have access to paid parental leave, that they are more likely to have husbands and higher partners and high-paying jobs.
There's also the need to buy more food. Breastfeeding requires an extra 400 calories a day, which, for families living in poverty,
those extra calories can actually be harder to come by than you might expect.
There are emotional costs to breastfeeding, too, especially when it doesn't work out. When Mary Kennedy's first daughter was born, the baby wasn't able to latch on and kept losing weight. So they finally switched to formula.
And I started crying because I felt like that was basically, I just failed, and saying, I guess the formula is her mom now.
With her second daughter, Kennedy tried again. She spent over $1,000 buying sessions with lactation consultants, a different kind of breast pump, supplements to increase her milk supply. Much of this wasn't covered by insurance, and none of it worked.
It wasn't just a baby and the breasts and that's it. There was financial costs, as well as, you know, the cost of me once again feeling like I had failed.
Kennedy's daughter is now 11 months, and Kennedy says she had moved on until people started talking about relactation. That's when a parent starts breastfeeding again weeks or months after stopping. Experts at the Centers for Disease Control say this is not an easy process. And for Kennedy, just the idea brought back that feeling of failure.
Because then people are saying, oh, you can relactate. And I'm like, what? I'm supposed to start pumping 10 times a day right now to try to get a milk supply back? Like, that's over.
Just as breastfeeding has costs, so does asking parents why they're not doing it. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams here has now issued an executive order to crack down on price gouging on baby formula. The order lets the city go after retailers that jack up the price of formula by 10% or more. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.